relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The fake news, they are fake. The fake news said my... You know, when I first started in politics, I have to say that they had a very high approval rating. Now they have an approval rating that's lower than Congress. Isn't that nice? So we got the point across. The fake news said my personality would get us into a war. I'm telling you, that guy's going to get us into a war. But actually, my personality is what kept us out of war. I was the only president in nearly four decades who did not get America into any new conflicts. Instead, I brought our troops and our wonderful children back home. I brought them back home where they belong.
That was, of course, the 45th president of the United States from the rally at in Florence, South Carolina last weekend. Personality, it matters in strategy. And who better to discuss it with us than a man who... You open the faucet when you get analysis on Ukraine and he pours out of the faucet. Former member of the Trump administration, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, now senior national security analyst for Newsmax and distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Secretary Robert Wilkie. Welcome back. Back to America
Thank
first.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You clearly have a passion for history, yeah. Not just national security. You, as we were prepping for this show, you talked about this funny story about General Montgomery that you can share with us later. But let's go straight to the heart of the matter. It's been 4 weeks of war in Europe right now. I was on a British TV show at the weekend, and a conservative outlet, but one of the guests used this trope about President Trump that he was so... crazy and unpredictable. My retort was there was nothing crazy and there was nothing unpredictable. He said America first, secure the border, treat our allies as friends and our enemies as enemies, which is what he did. So talk to us about the importance. Yeah. And I know you've been responding to the rally on Newsmax.
Yes.
Talk to us about the importance of personality.
Absolutely.
In realpolitik.
So let me just say why President Trump was in the mainstream of real American leadership. President Trump told the Europeans, you have a GDP that's equal to the United States. Your population is a little larger. You have lived under the good graces of the American people for 75 years. You have to pull your own weight. John Kennedy admonished de Gaulle and Adenauer back in 1961. He said, you are living off the fat of the land. American land.
So this is the French president
and the German
chancellor.
Richard Nixon said, we did not, quote, we did not win World War II to provide Europeans with two annual vacations. Donald Trump was in the mainstream of that thought. And this is why your point is so well taken. This is a serious business. It requires... steel spine, and that sounds trite, but aggressors know when they are facing someone who, yes, unpredictability in the mind of your enemy because of what you're doing is essential. You don't want him to be able to figure out every step that you're taking.
In war, that's never good.
It's never good. And the Duke of Wellington used to say that all the time about Napoleon. I have to keep one step ahead of him. He'll never know what I'm thinking. And he was usually outnumbered by Napoleon's troops. But get back to this. So, yes, Donald Trump forced Putin into a box because Putin couldn't figure out what the next move was. And then when he saw the administration in action, 200 of his handpicked Spetsnaz thugs evaporated.
And let's just talk about that for a second. Yeah. So this is the moment in the White House when President Trump saw the destabilization of Syria at the hands of hundreds of Russian quote-unquote contractors, who, of course, were special operators. And we killed them. President Trump gave the order to the SecDef, and they were vaporized.
And SecDef's orders were very simple. Two words. Annihilate.
Right. And they were annihilated. And talk to us about the significance that Putin did nothing in retaliation.
He did absolutely nothing in retaliation because he realized he was up against someone who would strike back. And he didn't know where he would strike back. And that is the key. I mean, you look at most of our great leaders have been incredible chess players intellectually. Truman, Eisenhower, Nixon, really. They not only could see a chessboard, but they were three or four steps ahead. And they were constantly keeping the other side off balance. President Trump did that. And, you know, rhetoric is an awfully important tool in statecraft.
And oft forgotten.
Often forgotten, because you can fool the opposition. You can cower the opposition. You can create a fog of war so the other guy has no idea what's coming. And Trump did that as well as anyone. But let's contrast this. You're talking about the British interlocutor that you had. Donald Trump was not censured by the Parliament of the United Kingdom.
As Biden has been.
Donald Trump was not referred to when the president of France said that the White House was an existential threat to the very being of the French Republic. He said that about Joe Biden. Angela Merkel didn't say that Donald Trump had done more to disrupt the North Atlantic Alliance since NATO was founded. She said that about Joe Biden. Joe Biden abandoning thousands of Americans in Afghanistan and taking leave of the scene without telling the British, the French, the Dutch, the Australians, the Italians. Her Majesty lost 450 troops in Afghanistan. Not even the courtesy of a phone call.
Before we withdrew.
So Donald Trump didn't disrupt anything. And you and I talked about the headline in the Daily Telegraph on their op-ed page last week. Daily Telegraph, one of the last of the great newspapers in the world. Donald Trump was right about Russia. Had he been in office today, that would have deterred them.
We're hearing voices on the left say that now. Yeah.
Yes, Bill Maher.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not advanced calculus or quantum physics. Putin invades Ukraine under Obama Biden. Putin invades Ukraine under Biden Harris. What 4-year interregnum there is there no activity?
Yeah. Talk to us about the significance, given the fact that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates actually cannot survive without U.S. support. The fact that the two heads of state of those nations refused to return the call of the incumbent president. What is the weight of that internationally, Secretary Wilkie?
It is seismic. You and I left our last conversation with the thought that Joe Biden is losing the Middle East. And I say that as the greater Middle East. I want to throw Turkey in there as well, even though Turkey understands that when Russia moves, Turkey has to move, and they are. But Joe Biden has thrown aside our Sunni allies. He has thrown aside the Israelis. As we speak, he is still working with Beijing and Moscow.
Yep.
To curry favor with the Ayatollahs, who returned his favor with missiles into Kurdistan.
We'll discuss that next.
Yeah. This is what's happening. The Saudis have entered into a military cooperation agreement with Russia. The Israelis have entered into an economic cooperation agreement with the Russians in exchange for the Russians not interfering with the Israelis when the Israelis go after Hezbollah and some of Assad's thugs. That's seismic. Because if you look at American statecraft, let's say from the time of Eisenhower and the Suez Crisis, American statecraft was focused on preserving Israel and then kicking the Soviet Union / Russians out of the Middle East.
Yeah.
Nixon did it. It was clear to the Arabs they could never beat Israel. that no matter how many troops they flooded into the areas around Israel proper, the United States would always ensure that there were enough munitions to kill Arab soldiers. But now all of that has been stood on its head.
And all of that is actually endangered as we speak. Finally, even those that elected President Biden are realizing the cost of that act. We're talking to Secretary Robert Wilkie, formerly head of Veterans Affairs in the Trump administration. Dear friends, if you haven't done so already, make sure to check out our Stand With Israel tour. We are traveling 10 days this November 30th to December 9th to the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. If you haven't reserved your tickets today, don't hesitate. Go to standwithisraeltour.com for the trip of a lifetime. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza. Call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. It is the Lenten season. What are we doing for this Lenten season? All through the year, we should be giving back. We should be thinking of those less fortunate than us. As a result, at this time every year, we support the Food for the Poor campaign that is feeding hundreds of thousands of children in our hemisphere. I know Ukraine is a tragedy. It is far away. We do not know the best way to assist Ukrainians apart from providing them the means to defend themselves. But there are children close to America who will go to bed hungry tonight. Please support them. A donation of just $88 will feed a child for a whole year and provide them clean drinking water for life. Be a modern guardian angel. Be a modern missionary. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Give Life banner. If you want to do something for those our Lord and Savior said are the most important, the little children, save a life today. Call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673, or just go to sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, and click on the Give Life banner. Do you enjoy the outdoors? Do you really appreciate quality gear? How are you going to find your next favorite piece of equipment? It's easy. Sign up for BattleBox. BattleBox is your go-to monthly subscription for hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear. Get the best gear for yourself. It finds you. And because they're buying in bulk, every month you get the best products at half the market price. Tested and vetted for you by an expert team of outdoor professionals, BattleBox has shipped over 1 million boxes since 2015. I just got my first box, and I'm so impressed by all the gear in the box, especially the fixed blade knife in a beautiful Kydex sheath, G10 scales on the grip. It's better than anything I expected. It really is the choice for you. From now on until March 31st, get a free mystery box worth $115 with any new subscription at trybattlebox.com. That's BATTLBOX/GORKA. That's a free mystery box worth $115 right now at trybattlebox.com. That's trybattlebox.com/GORKA. Sign up, receive, survive. What are you waiting for? Don't miss another BattleBox mission. That's trybattlebox.com/GORKA. Secretary Wilkie, yeah. You mentioned the Erbil rocket attack.
Yes.
Targeting our consulate there. Somebody who will go unnamed in my team texted me at the weekend, said, why are the Iranians firing missiles against Americans in Iraq right now? And I said, because Joe Biden is in the White House.
Absolutely. They want to confirm their own prejudices.
If it's good enough for Putin.
Right. And they confirmed them. There was no response. Let me take a step back on finishing the circle.
Please.
That Donald Trump closed. Donald Trump fulfilled the promise of the Israeli national anthem, the Hatikva, the hope, it means in English. And there's a line in there about we look to Jerusalem to return. And he fulfilled that promise that that Jerusalem is the one indivisible capital of Israel. And I know because you were there and I was there too, he told us that the Arabs would accept this. A couple of reasons. One, they need a strong Israeli economy to work off of.
Yes.
Second, they needed a strong Israel because they were more worried about Shia in Mecca than they ever were about Jews in Jerusalem. And we saw a revolution in the Middle East. And within 2 or 3 weeks of this administration coming in, that was a shambles.
Before we go to that, how it was overturned, and it was a revolution in the Middle East that the cognoscenti said was impossible.
Right. I mean, look, we even got to go back to Ronald Reagan. Oh, yes, we'll do this. Of course, the State Department said you'll inflame the Palestinians. Well, you and I know the Palestinian issue as the central fact of Sunni Arab life has been diminishing every year for 20, 30 years
yeah.
now. Because even the Arab leaders said these people are recalcitrant, and they're now under the thumb of the Iranians. They're ancient enemies.
Yes.
So Trump realized, and he wanted to prove, that by returning Jerusalem as the capital, by making it the center point of our diplomatic relationship, that the Arabs would accept it, and then we could expand that to a more fruitful peace amongst those nations. And look at it. It fell one after it. Every people from Arab nations from Morocco all the way across to the Emiratis, diplomatic relations. They're pretty close to having those relations now between Saudi and
yes.
Israel. The Israeli leaders visit Riyadh regularly, and that it's revolutionary. And now that's blown. And if you looked at the response in the UN General Assembly, and you and I don't often look to the UN General Assembly for anything other than comedic relief, the Arabs were quiet about Russia. And
yeah.
So was Israel.
So was Israel, yes, which is shocking.
Shocking.
And in even India.
And even
India. Let's discuss NATO.
Yes.
There was a British Air Commodore who said at a conference I was at many moons ago, as a British Air Commodore who served in NATO, NATO was a speed bump for the Third World War. It was, without American Fifth Article response, the nuclear umbrella, it really would have been a slight impediment to the Second Red Army.
Right.
What is the status now of NATO? What is your read? People are saying it's coming together. There is a revitalization.
Right.
Early to say, I would
it's
say.
It's too early to say that. Let me give you a timeline. When you were serving in the British Army, there was an element called the British Army of the Rhine.
BAR.
60,000 troops. Today, British presence on the continent of Europe prior to Putin, 2,000 troops in Estonia. The German army, and I'm going to be absolutely blunt, and I've said this at different lectures, is nothing more right now than a olive drab Meals on Wheels program. Even their generals say we can't fight. The German chancellor has promised a budget that is larger than that of the UK for defense.
Since the war started.
Since the war started. If that is true, then we have an opportunity to have NATO once again become relevant. But let's give credit where it's due. NATO is definitely relevant in Poland, in Hungary, in Romania, Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Those nations, those peoples who have felt the jackboot.
And who joined because of Russia.
Because
they didn't join because of some massive transatlantic link. Because of the threat of Russia.
Right.
Which is now real.
The historic threat. So right now, the British have a armored brigade in Poland. We're not sending a very strong signal. It's because I can say this is because my father was a former senior officer in the All-American Division. Sending a couple of thousand paratroopers to Poland and Romania, that's a speed bump.
Yes.
These are lightly armored. They're elite, but they're lightly armored light infantry. If we're going to do this, then the British, the French, the United States, needs to shore up our friends on that Eastern Front and put armor and missiles and do those things that gets Putin's attention. One benefit that we have, and I mentioned this to you last week, that one Guards Armor Brigade, which has a glorious history, it's one of the most storied group of regiments in the history of warfare. Could you imagine what they would do to Putin's armored columns?
Yes, indeed.
A shooting gallery.
It would be a sight to
Trust but verify. Let's see if the Germans are right. If they are, then NATO transforms. If they're not, then we're right back to where
it's still early days. We're talking to Secretary Robert Wilkie, formerly of the Trump administration, a distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and now senior national security analyst for Newsmax. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. If you enjoy our one-on-one discussions, be sure to subscribe today. Go to Spotify, look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. Subscribe, write a review, and share the links with those you know, because there is far too much mis and disinformation out there. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code GORKA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code GORKA. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Secretary Wilkie, let's discuss what's happened recently. The fourth breakdown of negotiations between Moscow and the Ukrainian government. Let's put this in the context of the last 3 weeks. Russia has not performed well. I'm not talking about the brutality. I'm talking about just the military professionalism. The sheer fact that we have from the Newsmax war correspondent on the ground, Chuck Holton, former Ranger, confirmation right. that they have captured in 3 weeks, not destroyed, captured more than 250 tanks. What does the breakdown of negotiations presage? I don't want to read too much into it, but how much pressure could Putin be under right now?
I think he is not desperate yet, but he's getting there, because his entire face to the world, that the empire is back, Imperial Russia is back, the steamroller is back, has proven to be a fraud. The notion that he could take on even the Polish army right now is now up in smoke. He would be devastated by attacking those NATO Eastern European members. He's going to have to look for a way out, because as each day goes by, he is, and we'll have to get to your comment about the assault on the civilian population. According to the Ministry of Defense in London, they're now starting to use white phosphorus. And if anybody wants to know what that is, it was banned after World War I. When it hits the skin, the chemical reaction creates heat of about 2,700 degrees. It is one of the most terrible ways to die, and this man is beginning to unleash it on civilians. He's going to have to find an off-ramp.
Do you have any sense of what he would settle for? Because now, I mean, he's encircled Kiev. Right. And for him to come out of some talks in Vienna or someone else saying, well, we'll settle for, you know, Luhansk and Donetsk after you've lost, you know, 15,000 troops. Could he settle for that, or would he just keep on fighting?
I think he's going to keep on fighting for now. What he would demand is, he wants to keep Crimea. He wants a pledge that NATO will not bring Ukraine in or the EU? I mean, what does he fear?
Democracy in Russia.
Exactly. Exactly. That is what he fears. And the Russians, because of their historical relationship with Ukraine, which is sort of course, it's ebbed and flowed through the centuries, see that. They're Slavic people, although one's Catholic for the most part and the other's Eastern Orthodox.
And Russian one nation Orthodox. Is much older, and it's and not Russia the Russian most, one.
That's right. That's right. You know, the 800,
yes.
the Catholic Church of Ukraine's created in 800. So Putin has to find some way to climb down. My guess is he demands those two provinces in the east.
But there's no way. I mean, it is literally the death of NATO if NATO agrees that Ukraine can never join.
If NATO does.
If NATO, if NATO acquiesces to that,
yeah,
if then, NATO then the meaning of NATO is gone.
Absolutely. Now, Zelensky could.
No, he could he unilaterally.
Could. He could unilaterally. And then, by the way, we're just going to take every weapon and training, which is what they've been doing. I mean, you and I have talked about the UK. I mean, the UK, under Mr. Johnson, they've had 20,000 troops in and out of Ukraine training people. I mean, it's really a huge commitment on the part of London. Most of the weapons that have taken down helicopters and planes have come from the UK stockpiles. And no, we could supply them. We can continue to train them. We can make NATO relevant again by having the Germans live up to their commitment. But also... forget Putin's bluff. You want to call his bluff? Finland, Sweden, re-engage Turkey. Turkey's providing a lot of munitions.
Yeah, drones. Tank-busting drones.
Turkish ships are shadowing Russian ships in the Black Sea.
Big, big stuff. We are analyzing it all with the senior visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie, now senior national security analyst for Newsmax.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We haven't rehearsed any of our talking points. We don't need to. We both love this kind of material, Secretary Wilkie. So I'm going to go a little bit off tangent.
I've said some things about the British commitment to NATO and how that's dropped off, and they're not the only ones. Here's a frightening statistic from the American side. We have more generals in Europe than we have rifle company commanders. That's the imbalance that has occurred.
We have a top-heavy military, and it's the sad thing is a lot of those general flag officers are also woke.
Yeah.
They are politically correct, and that's when you stop being a military professional and you become an activist, and it undermines our national security. And guess who knows that? Putin knows it. The mullahs know it. Xi Jinping and also a little Kim in North Korea. Let me ask you if you've had any success or any ideas on how we deal with something that I fight every single day. When I get off air and I get on social media, and I admit I spend far too much time on it, I have people, some of them are trolls, some of them are bots, but some of them are real accounts that are putatively conservative, say they're conservatives or Trump supporters, and they're spinning these outre, outlandish conspiracy theories or even just simple statements that Putin is defending himself. We're right. The aggressor. Biodefense labs were going to launch a U.S. attack on Russia. He's stopping the Nazi genocide. Zelensky is a puppet of the World Economic Forum. When hospitals are being shelled, well, let me put it thusly. I remember a time not too long ago, Secretary Wilkie, where conservatives hated KGB colonels.
Absolutely.
Putin is a KGB colonel. I know people distrust the media, right. But is there an excuse for this kind of behavior?
There isn't. We saw it in the 1930s. There's a strain in this country. The greatest of American heroes, living American heroes, was the face of pro-German isolationists. I'm talking about Charles Lindbergh.
Burke, yeah.
He would have massive rallies. He was going around the country and saying that Germany is the wave of the future. And what's the difference between German hegemony in Europe as opposed to British hegemony in Europe? This is a strain that has been with us.
Is the source of this, is the gene code of this? Because some of it's very, very ugly. But does it stem originally just from some isolationist strain?
I think so. But there's also another strain. And it's the ugly side of what conservatives are engaged in the culture war. There, and I've talked to these people. They think because Putin parades with the patriarch of the Orthodox Church and he talks about Orthodox Christianity and he talks about those issues that are now dividing the United States and he talks about them in biblical terms, they think, well, this guy's all right. He's talking about patriotism and the church and traditional values. But this goes back to how you started the question. American conservatives were in the vanguard of warning the world what the KGB was and now is. And I think there are a lot of misguided folks. On the left, I mean, you don't have to go any farther back than 50 years. 50 years in August, George McGovern stands in front of the convention in Miami and mouths those words, "Come home, America." We let the Russians do what they want to do. Come home, America. You've got a picture in here of Twin Towers as they looked on September 10th.
That sunny Tuesday morning.
And the day before. This world is no longer safe. An America that retreats back behind its oceans. We're not saying get involved in every conflict. I've said to you that I think Donald Trump understood that America can guide the world the way America wants is to bring back the Truman Doctrine. The Truman Doctrine said that the United States will aid all free peoples resisting subjugation from armed minorities, that sounds familiar,
mm-hmm.
and outside forces. We don't have to put American troops on the ground everywhere. And we don't have to be, you and I are not neocons. I mean, you and I considered it fantasy and almost lunacy for that group of American policymakers, and I'm putting up my air quotes, to want to turn Kabul into Paris.
Yeah.
That's not us.
It's
not
possible.
We have to have a sense. We can combine realism with American principles and straightforward American support for free peoples. And we can help shape the world. But right now, they're just reacting and Putin is in Biden's head. He's in the head of some members of the Republican caucus in the Congress, although some of them are very quiet right now. And that's very dangerous.
This dichotomy between providing backfilling F-16s to Poland, people say, don't do that because we'll be involved in the war. Isn't that a false dichotomy if we've sent 10,000 Stinger missiles already?
Absolutely. And then this goes again. Well, I hate to quote Merkel because she did so much damage to Europe and to the world by hooking her country to the umbilical cord of Putin energy. But she said that Biden has done more to rip the NATO alliance, the North American alliance, asunder than any president since 1949 when it was created. We are supporting the Ukrainians. The Russians have asked the Chinese to support them.
That parallel is...
That's right. That's right.
Is that an act of war of China against NATO? Yeah. Genius. I think I see Secretary Wilkie's next op-ed piece. You're listening to America First, a one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka, member of the National Security Education Board. We are coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough. Whether it's your hip, your back, your shoulders, your knees, whatever it is, find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Secretary Wilkie, I don't want to paint the devil on the wall, but strategic discussions have to talk about various scenarios. At the weekend, Russian shelling came again very close to Polish territory. Very significant NATO member, sizable country, understands what being under the yoke of Russian oppression means. What is your expectation? What happens if a NATO nation is attacked in the next few weeks?
Well, if a NATO nation is attacked, then we respond. Right now, we don't have the conventional force to respond. I mean, I'm sure with the forces that the British, the French, the Poles, the Romanians, Bulgarians have, they could take out what Putin has in Ukraine, but not much beyond that. The message that has to be sent is that the 1st Armored Division needs to be back. We have to beef up USAFE, for those of you who don't like military acronyms. That's United States Air Force Europe. And we have to keep that pipeline open and call its bluff.
But that would take months. I mean, moving armor.
Yeah, that would.
But in the meantime, Poland takes action.
But we say we're supplying these people. Go ahead. He's working off an old template. He really believes that the specter of the KGB colonel is going to start cowing people. I think the only people that's frightened are the ones right across the river here. Think about this. Could you imagine Kennedy, Reagan, Truman, Eisenhower telling the Soviets what we won't do? We're not going to do this.
Which breaks insanity. The first rule of warfare.
Right. You've already set the parameters around which he can operate.
Right. And he'll exploit that against, which is exactly what happened with Milosevic in Serbia when Clinton said, we will not deploy ground forces. We will deploy air assault units, which what happens? Then you go ethnic cleansing door to door and you have no capacity to deal with it because what your adversary told you what they will not do.
And remember, these are the same people who were in charge when he took Ukraine in 2014. Yes. It's exact same characters.
Difference. Educate yourselves. Listen to the last long-form interview we did with Secretary Wilkie, where he left us with some homework, things you need to read, the classic text. We're going to turn that into a social media posting, just that the list of things that must be read by all American citizens, because now is the time to understand, as I think it was Trotsky once said, You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. We have to talk about some serious things today. We have some amazing guests. Third hour one-on-one is going to be with former U.S. Naval Intelligence and U.S. Army Air Force officer. That's pretty cool. When you've served in two services, that's a big deal. But then you get to be Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. And then after that, a member of the Trump cabinet as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Robert Wilkie will be with us in studio for the whole third hour, analyzing the events that have occurred in the last few days in Ukraine. Lord Conrad Black will be with us, and we will also be talking to John Solomon later this hour. I want to take your calls. I haven't been taking enough of your calls in the last few days because of the geopolitical events that have been occurring. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, I've really had it. I've had it with people like, what is it? Election Wizard? Is that the account? Election Wizard. Somebody who I followed on Twitter. I have no idea who's behind Election Wizard. But Election Wizard is a liar. And worse than that, they've accused somebody I respect highly of being a liar, of being a swamp creature, quote-unquote, parroting talking points that have been debunked. Who are they talking about? Heard of? No. He may work for another company, but he is the great one. He is a radio giant. His name is Mark Levin. And this account, Election Wizard, said the following about this clip. Play clip.
There are no nukes there. There's been a phony story about American biotech centers there to develop weapons and so forth. And, of course, the Putin wing of the Republican Party and the Putin wing of the media and the Putin wing of the Democrat Party, they're all over it. Now, those are old Soviet locations that the United States has located and has been trying to deal with. We're not developing biochemical weapons in the Ukraine. What is it about these so-called American firsters in the end who are really American lasters, if you think about it?
This account has 300,000 followers. Election Wizard on Twitter. And tweeted this. Holy cow, it's true. Mark Levin actually parroted Mitt Romney's debunked talking points about the U.S.-backed biolabs in Ukraine. What happened to the great one? Nothing, you cretin. Unless you're a Putin puppet, which is worse. He spoke the truth about the biolabs. Let's talk about the biolabs. Foolishly, the Ukraine, the largest republic of the former Soviet Union, when it became an independent country, as the USSR dissolved itself Christmas Day 1991, it inherited a lot, and I mean the most nuclear weapons outside of Russia and America. Yeah, more than China, more than the UK, more than France, more than Israel. For some reason, probably well-meaning, oh, unless it's that Klaus Schwab guy. For some well-meaning reason, probably, the Clinton administration, our allies thought, you know, we don't need more nuclear weapons in the world. We need less. How about we make it so that the Ukraine gets guarantees from us and Russia and gives those nuclear weapons to Russia, denuclearizes themselves, gives away the best defensive measure they have because, you know, at least there's one less country with nukes. And we supported them. We encouraged it. We made them fundamentally defenseless in terms of Russian aggression. And we guaranteed their security, along with Russia. Let's not leave Russia out of it. The Budapest Accords, the Budapest Memorandum said Ukraine, in exchange for giving up its nuclear weapons, will have its security guaranteed by us and Russia. Will be prevented from being aggressed upon. Yeah, I bet they wish they had those nukes right now. If there's only one thing you draw from the last 3.5 weeks, as thousands of people are murdered in Ukraine, children, pregnant women, as young men, 18-year-olds, I'm going to show you a video later, 18-year-olds with 3 days training and an AK go to protect their country. The biggest, most obvious lesson of all, yeah, nuclear weapons are great. Because if Ukraine had kept them, they never would have been invaded. So let's hear it for Edward Teller. Let's hear it for those who developed the Manhattan Project and at least guaranteed the security of America. So what happened as the nuclear deal was being sealed? Ukraine, as a part of the Soviet Union, the largest republic outside of Russia, also had thousands of bioweapons labs, which were illegal in accordance with the 1972 Bioweapons Treaty. However, every nation is allowed to research bioweapons, to develop defensive procedures to protect themselves from those who would use biological weapons against them. So they kept these labs as they gave the nukes back. So at least if Russia uses anthrax against us, we may have a way to develop something to protect ourselves. What did America do? Actually, thanks to Senators Nunn and Lugar, and also a Barack Obama member of the Senate, we gave some funding to these labs to help them maintain their security. And maybe we could learn something from what the Soviets were doing in those labs for so long. It's not a bad idea. So that story is now being used to besmirch Mark Levin, to call anybody who actually knows about the Cold War, biological weapons and chemical weapons, a shill for the globalists. Let's go with your wacky theories. Let's put on our really tight tinfoil hats, double layered right now. Say they weren't defensive labs. Say America was funding the development of offensive biological weapons across all of Ukraine so that we could use them against the Russians. So what? Did IQs suddenly drop in the room? Did people forget the Cold War? What did we do during the Cold War? We developed nuclear weapons to turn Moscow and Leningrad and Novosibirsk into a sheet of glass. Does that justify Russia invading us? Bombing, oh, I don't know, Brigham and Women's Maternity Hospital in Boston? Is that okay now? When did conservatives, because you're not really conservatives, when did putative so-called conservatives become shills for our enemy. Because guess what? Russia is our enemy. They're not declaring war on the globalists. You are smoking crack if you think Putin is declaring war on the globalists. He's a former KGB colonel. He wants to control or destroy anyone that stands in his way. And I remember a time not too long ago when all conservatives hated KGB colonels. What has happened to this country? Somebody explain it to me, because I'm just a poor legal immigrant. Maybe I don't understand. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Go to Spotify right now. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe. Never miss an episode. This is the Salem Radio Network. Your call's next. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.